Welcome to Blitzcritters Season 4 of A Pound of Cthulhu. In the last episode, I'd say it's been a while for us since we've recorded anything. We've had a few mishaps audio-wise and whatnot, Flower. And we're also missing Toucan for this episode. Previously, the team finally managed to get onto the train that took them to the next area of the Fun Urchin Park land. And they also leveled up, if I haven't already said that. So, without Toucan here, we're going to have to make do and go through who we do have. So, Flower, tell us about your level up and what you picked and what it adds.
So, when I leveled up, I took 2 extra health and 2 extra into the grit, and the ability, I got insult. I burn 6 grit, and my insult resonates so deep that your target fails success that they have rolled. So basically, I spend the grit, they fuck up.
What about your health and whatnot?
I've just added 2 health and 2 extras to the grit.
Cool. So, Cap, what did you choose? What upgrades have you got?
Well, Jacob spent all his points on health, just bung that up, and we took Leech, which is a passive. Whenever I hit a target with an unarmed attack, I will also get the chance to drain D4 plus my level in grit. So, spend grit to get grit.
Yeah. Jay, what did you choose and how has it affected your character?
Much like Cap, I chose to dump everything into health, making Kolaris a bulky boy of 27 hit points. I also chose Double Scratch as my skill, which lets me burn 4 grit to make 2 attacks instead of 1. I'm going to get those combos rolling.
Fair enough. And last but not least, Cartman, who's playing Gertrude, tell us what you've chosen and how it's affected Gertrude.
First thing is I dumped 2 points into health and 2 points into my grit. I'm trying to keep up that grit to, keep it going. For my level up, I did slightly different. I've gone for burn 2 grit and I get a bulk up. And basically I get to roll for a DR boost for X many rounds.
Very nice. Speaking of damage resistance, everyone needs to keep an eye on their own damage resistance. We missed a few in the last previous episodes, but, teething issues, we're new to the game and whatnot.
Did we get any damage resistance with our level up by any chance? Because I've got none.
No. Either you have it as a standard stat already, or you can get it from items and stuff.
That's a good thing, Jacob's a quick boy.
That indeed. Speaking of which, of damage resistance, Cartman, did you ever add your gator skin boots into your inventory that you got from running over a gator?
I didn't even know I got these gator skin boots.
I think it was me.
Was it you?
Yeah, because I decapitated a croc.
Did you add them into the thing?
Yeah.
Good. Right. Without further ado, you find yourselves on the train still. It's trundling along. You have your weird donkey guard that you've somewhat kidnapped. I don't quite know what you're doing with him.
Well, the fucker's still not paid as yet.
The fucker won't pay you. He has got no money, as you say.
He's going to have to do something.
I'm remembering where I'm at now in this journey. And I just remembered that Gertrude took a mighty beating last turn. But I really need to find some food. So can I do a scurry around and find something?
Considering you're looking around and whatnot, and you're not really looking for anything particular for, like, is it scurry, or would it be anything else?
Noggin.
No, I would say noggin is generally a test of, like, it says here, a test of wit or memory.
Yeah, instinct says seeing, hearing, smelling, awareness, that could also be it.
Yeah,
if you're looking for something specific, I would say noggin, but anything in general, instinct.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'd say instinct, because you're smelling for food, you're looking for gold, looking for stuff. You're not looking for anything specific, like weaponry or good stuff, so...
I want you to choose one of the previous adverts we've had, and I'm going to roll for that one then.
You want me to choose a previous bloody advert when I haven't even got my... goddamn notebook out. Okay.
Yep. Yay. Did you make us leave all the adverts, so keep track.
I've got them tracked here, I just need to get my notebook
out. I've still got my energy bar from the first one.
Oh, maybe I might have found one while I'm there.
What have we got? Oh yes, the chomp charge, which is a D2 plus a D2. If I remember correctly, you can have that if you want.
We have the bollocks as well.
Or you can have a buffalo bollocks, which is a D6 of health.
Yep, he doesn't need the health.
The physician needs the bollocks.
And with a 6, that's a 6 out of 8, so I say you can find a pair.
Pair of balls.
Get you find a big pair of balls.
Big pair of hairy testicles down the back of a chair, inside of a plastic bag.
I'm imagining them actually like caught in the sliding door.
Well, Hail Gertrude's playing with our balls there. Jacob's just mad dogging this donkey.
Hang on, do I get to roll the
D6? Yeah, roll me 2d6 whilst Cap is raw dogging this.
2d6.
9 health.
Make
back.
That ass pay.
Oh, you need that help, bro.
He's that ass. That ass.
Cool, so that puts you back up to 13 of 23.
The only thing I forgot was where my grit was at. That was at that reset for me, sorry.
Yeah, grit's fine.
I put it to fair, I didn't like keep it at my highest.
You gotta get to your highest, it's fine.
No, I know I wasn't
at my highest.
Well, I was going to, but no, if Cap was taking a willing sacrifice, then fuck it, you're all set, that's what you got. Blame him for that. So, what are you doing then? Who else is doing something?
Let me just check something real quick. I think the only thing I'm trying to keep track of my inventory. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think I have space for anything else.
Needless to say, the train itself will act as a kind of storage unit for you guys. So you can leave stuff here. You will have to remember it yourself, though.
So home base.
Alright, Jacob just says, hey, lads. And he points this like old medical box in the cockpit of the train. Find somewhere to put our stuff.
I mean, I would have just said you could have left it on the seats, in the overhead racking, or wherever you want, but yeah, if you want to
no
find it.
No security there. We want a lockbox.
You want...
Just going to shrug and be like, I travel light.
Well, we did find those keys, actually.
Oh, yeah, I used one of the keys to actually turn on the train.
Yeah, but you had a whole, like, 2 rings of keys.
Yeah, I do. I've got a few keys.
I tell you what, roll me a...
Everyone search.
Let's say a d20. If it's over a 10, you have a key that opens up the lockbox, and there might be some goodies in there.
Alright, so we're actually looking for a lockbox here. Okay.
Found a lockbox, but let's see if you can open it with a key.
If D10? Good,
D20, if it's over a 10. It's over 13. A 10. So, yeah, act it out. You tell me.
Alright, so Jacob manages to tear his eyes away from the donkey for long enough to have a look at the actual, like, cockpit or driving. What do you call it on a train? Do you call it a cockpit on a train?
Cabin, maybe?
Cabin. Anyway, the place where you drive the train. He's having a look around and he sees, like, this box with a cross on it. And he sees a keyhole and it sort of reminds him of his keychain. And he just thinks to himself, yeah, give it a go. He just starts hitting the box with all these keys until eventually slides one in, and one slides in perfectly. And here's the click, and the box just sort of falls forward open.
Right. So this is where you'd roll a noggin, because do you know what any of this stuff is that's inside of it?
Well, I rolled a 3. Do I know any of the things?
I would say, because it's out of a 6, you might get the idea of what a few safety pins are. In terms of anything health-wise, healing-wise, like bandages or whatnot, you might just see them as scrap cloth, really. They're probably a bit too disintegrated over time. Not very useful. And if I'd say if you'd have rolled higher, then maybe you'd have got better on that, but with a 3, I'd say, yeah, no, you're not really going to be too good on that one.
So he's just like, all right, lads, found this box here. I can actually lock it with one of these keys, so if you want to store anything in here.
You found a box? Is it a food? Is it food? Gertrude needs to eat. Gertrude's hungry.
Just some cloth and some pins, mate.
Here's a question. Can I use my noggin to see if I can determine the quality of the bandages?
You don't know there's bandages in there.
Yeah, you technically don't know what they are, so it's noggin.
I did just describe them as cloth, so I guess he could use his noggin to see if he knows where the cloth is.
Yeah, I'd go for that. You've solved that. Go on then.
That sounds pretty
good. We still have no fucking idea what any of this stuff is.
Let's try it.
We are getting a go.
Well, does anybody want any safety pins?
If you want to go, I'm trying to find the stats. I know a safety pin's in here somewhere.
And if you have something pointy on hand, hand one over here.
It's a first aid kit, so it might be scissors.
There'd be safety scissors. I'm not going to be too concerned about those. You're already getting some very pointy stuff.
Nah, Jacob's not going to take it. He's happy with his keys. He's got keys and he's got some energy drink and some food on him. That's about it. He travels late too.
I found a sewing needle. That'll do for what we need. It's a 1SP and it's a D4. So if anyone wants one of those, you can have one. Cool. Now, what other kind of items do you have on you? Because don't forget, crafting is an option in this game. The more wackier, the better.
I have a puke cell and a critter one.
Oh, yes, your vomit cell, which is disgusting and all.
Can you give your bone additional piercing damage?
I'd allow it if you could work out what the...
I'm going to keep it for keep the needle separate for now.
Keep the needle separate? Cool. Flower, you were a 4.
I have the light bulb. I might just put that in the little light box.
Oh, you have a sentient light bulb.
Yeah, well, when we were in the shop, when we all got different items, I got light bulb.
Oh, yes.
Stick light bulb in the box.
Don't forget, Jay, you also had the weird air horn thing.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you had the air horn that every time you were hit, you had to go ooh-ooh.
Oh, I think I left that behind. I don't think I took that.
Are you sure you didn't take that?
I'm pretty sure. I've never used it.
No, you never used it. Just for that reason. I don't know if you forgot about it.
Yeah, I think I left that back in the toy store, man.
And Cartman, you had your Gamagotchi thing.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, Cartman, that's because you gave it to me.
Yes, I did. But now I've been in a different episode. I think I do that again, so I'm going to hand you the Gamagotchi. Here, I'm bored of this. Here, chuck it at the rabbit.
Alternate universe.
Yeah, Gamagotchi. What was the deal with the Gamagotchi?
Hold on, I will find you the sheet for the Gamagotchi.
If I remember, you've got to try your vibe on it, and I have a terrible
vibe. Bad vibes only.
I'll send it to you via your private Discord. So, once per session, a single critter can attend the Gamagotchi and enjoy their expressive little face, cute 8-bit antics. Whoever does so regains 2d4 pool. If someone else tries to play with the Gamagotchi again on the same day, they lose d4 grit and the Gomu. Yeah, basically, it gets pissed off. There's also a few other bits on there, though.
Is that health you regain with that?
It says pool. Doesn't specifically say what.
It might work like armor.
So I will leave that up to you.
You can't regain armor.
No.
Well, it's because armor doesn't break in this game.
Yeah, damage resistance is damage resistance permanent.
Yeah. Okay. I thought, I think, like a shield, like you have to get burned that one before you.
I think you can use coins for shields and whatnot.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy the Gamagotchi.
They're going to use it, Cap.
Not just now.
Okay.
I mean, I'll wait until I've actually, because I've got full health and full grit, so I am
full health. Okay, we've got tokens as otherwise, so that needs to be changed.
Oh yeah, that needs to be updated, yeah. That should be a 21.
21.
Right. If anyone else wants to do anything, let me know now.
Yeah, so this donkey. Jacob's not happy. Right, we just had to beat the shit out of like five of your mates to get onto this train, and you still haven't paid us for that shit job.
I've got nothing on me.
I do not believe you.
I mean, you can search me if you bloody well want, but there's nothing.
What the fuck are you doing, mate? Why are you sending people on shit jobs with no cash on you, with no food on you?
Because none of us had it on us. It was inside this, like, guard room back
you
at the main...
absolute mains. Wanker. Right, you better make yourself useful. Where the hell are we headed?
I mean, looking at the map, it's quite obvious to see.
Don't get fucking lippy with me. I see there's a map. You tell me more.
By the...
Aww.
By the look of it, we'd be going up to
stop
the...
stuttering. What the fuck's wrong with you? Just tell me where we're going.
Someone's put fucking stuff on. God damn. Don't. Hey, by the look of it,
that's quite professional.
We'll be going up to the water park.
Right. Okay.
They have a water park here.
Well, not so much water these days.
What sport?
It's piss. It's all piss.
Okay, just because you want to live out your dog fantasies doesn't mean everyone else does.
They call it yellow.
Dirty bastard.
So, yeah. What might we expect to encounter at this water park? Have you ever patrolled there before, perhaps?
Well, no, I mean... no. I'm trying to remember the voice, I keep losing every five.
Bad Scottish. Terrible, terrible Scottish, that's what we're looking for.
Ach no.
Ach no.
Ach no, laddie.
And then again.
Yeah. What's the donkey know about the water park and why are we going there?
It's the donkey from Shrek.
It'd be the next point on the station. This train automatically just stops at every station.
When do we arrive at the next station? How long, goddammit? I want to have time for a nap.
Ding, ding, ding. As the train slows down, and you are in the new area.
Ah, I think we've arrived.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's get on.
Everyone at the door.
Are you taking the donkey with you, or are you not taking the donkey with you?
Tally ho!
Can we take the donkey with us? Is he going to do anything, or is he just going to bitch and moan?
Might read us out to the rest of the guards if we let him off of you.
Well, you see, there's not really many guards in this section. It's already been conquered.
Conquered by who?
Well, I mean, the Glorious Knight's got his henchmen in charge of this bit. He's got the water under control.
Ah, fucking Glorious Knight again. Okay, right, Donkey, listen to me. Your team is gone. The Glorious Knight... the Glorious Knight didn't help them at all. Absolutely nothing went right in that last section. So, here's what I propose. You want a new job with people you can actually trust?
My name's Tim, by the way.
I don't fucking care. Look, you guard the train and let us know once it's recharged and we're ready to go to the next section, right?
Aye.
I'm going to go find out what the fuck this Glorious Knight has got to do with this. The water park.
Cool. So as you step outside, you'll see essentially the park is dry. There isn't a drop of water in sight. Pausely empty. There's a couple of information booths that just look like they're deserted. A couple of main buildings in the distance where you see a few critters running towards in some haste. They look quite dry, like a few salamanders, frogs, whatnot. They're all pretty dry and not very happy, but they're desperately trying to make their way to this main building. It's just dry. There's nothing out here. Gotta say, information booths, main building.
And they call this a water park, guys. So, what are they?
Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
Might be a whole type, but...
Shall we maybe follow those guys over there? Get some points to the running guys. They're running to something.
Might as well. See what all the fuss is about.
Jacob reluctantly follows, like, ugh, fine.
Anyway, bye-bye, as you get inside, you see all the critters are lining up, desperate to try and get to the front of this massive kind of queue in front of people. Oh, what looks like a giant beaver dam. And as the time goes on, there's a little klaxon that goes off. Four beavers step up to the top of the dam.
Wonder what they're doing.
Well, if you're listening, anyway.
Is it dance time?
Not quite. You can essentially see them, you know, one of them raise their hand up. They're somewhat in a weird kind of armour. And you hear one of them shout, right, everyone, line up, get your water, and move away. Don't dally. There's not enough for everyone. You're lucky with what you get. And with that, onto the side, flip the switch, and water starts dribbling out of the end of this, what sort of looks like a hose pipe.
Didn't these guys know about this imminent flood like a mile back?
Well, as you've gone by, the train has gone uphill somewhat.
So very quickly, can I get some of that water that's, you know, trying to get out of the pipe?
I mean, you can try and push in front if you'd want. But
yeah, I'm
going
to try and get some water.
What the hell are you doing? We just came from a flood zone. How are you thirsty? Alright, on you go.
All those biscuits and salt dehydrated the poor thing.
God damn, my balls are salty.
I've got an energy drink if he wants it.
Yeah, but it also make him shit himself.
Right into the river.
No, seriously, can I actually get some of his water?
I mean, yeah, roll me a scrap, see what you can get. There's a lot of critters in front of you.
You're getting scraps. What are these critters? What are they?
You got like salamanders, you got a few toads.
Oh, so some tiny amphibians he's going to just barge past for some water.
Yep.
Stepping on the bastards. Get the fuck away.
You step on a toad, you end up slipping arse over tit.
Yeah. Well, guys, chair with Carrie, give me some water, please.
You just hear it, get yourself in line, from a toad. And it's not long after that that the water is shut off. There's a great deal of moans and groans from the remaining critters that are in line. And, they end up walking away dejected. The ones that have got water seem to be hurrying away into little hidey places and whatnot to try and keep themselves hydrated and out of the sun.
Okay. Are the beavers still on top of the dam?
For the moment, but they're looking like they're about to go in.
Did we know about the beavers in the dam yet?
Yeah.
Can I shout at the
beavers?
You
saw them. You can shout them.
Brilliant. Can I say, hey guy, can you turn the water back on? I'm feel thirsty.
That's your lot for the day. No more.
Wait, do I recognise this as a dam? Do I recognise them as beavers? Is that something that we know, or do we?
Well, yeah, I'd imagine your animals, you'd know what other animals look like to some extent. It looks like it's blocking off like a main corridor into what would be a giant kind of aquarium looking building.
Okay. Can I climb the dam? Because I really want some water.
What is your obsession here?
I told you I am first.
Fucking hell.
I mean,
There's no puddles on the floor.
No, there's literally nothing. Everything.
Seriously,
has...
Curtis, I have juice.
Are you seriously wanting to climb the beaver dam?
Like, how about we use our voices first?
Our brains.
Can I maybe just talk to the beavers?
Yeah, okay, fine. Gertrude's going to look at the room and say, talk, I want water.
Yeah, Jacob just pulls Gertrude away from the dam and's like, right, wait, Gertrude, wait.
I don't think crazy
stunts
are half
helping. So Jacob just looks up to the beams and goes, alright there, lads. What's the story here?
Balamori.
And that is where we come into the new area of where it was only one damage per turn before, it's now two damage per
turn. That is not a brand. That's a
kind of
can't be considered a brand.
I mean, it's a Scottish TV, children's TV show.
Yeah, it's a show. I'd say otherwise.
Boo.
So, it's two or three for someone else, 50-50.
I'll take two, but I object to considering Balamoria brand.
It's a fictional small island community.
Yeah, but it's also a TV show, so...
Yeah, so it is a brand, basically. I've just Googled it.
We did it for Scrap Heap Challenge previously, we'll do it for Balamori now.
Fair enough.
Balamori TM.
God, can you imagine corporate Balamori?
Oh my god.
Alright, I'll take the two hits.
So, lads, what's the story here?
No.
Wouldn't you like to know?
That's literally what they turn around and say. Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, yeah, we kind of do. What's the story?
You wait in line, you get what water you're given, and that's it.
Okay, why can't we have more water?
Because from up high, I said no. Water's being reserved.
For who?
It's being pumped away to... well, that Glorious Knight's Kingdom area.
Ah, fucking Glorious Knight again. Why do people keep on talking about this cunt?
He's the one in charge.
Right.
He doesn't sound so glorious.
Can we talk to this Glorious Knight?
Well, he ain't here. You got Otto.
Right, okay. What's Otto, like the Glorious Lieutenant?
Something like that.
Right.
He don't really talk to people. He just manages the aquarium and the pumps.
Well, let's just work our way up middle management then. Can we talk to Otto?
I very much doubt he'll see you.
Want to speak to your manager, boy?
Yeah, aye. Take me to the manager, Beaver.
rabbit. I think you're becoming something of a Karen. Maybe if we should just...
That's what I'm trying to do. What do you think I'm doing right now, Cartman?
Well, not very much.
Get me a fucking chance.
Come on, Gertrude, come back over here. Let's go.
I can take two lines of conversation and Gertrude's bored.
I mean, it fits.
Carmen, go on your phone for a second and, I don't know, look at some porn or something. I'm going to have a couple of beavers.
I don't want your Tamagotchi now. Not what you do, it.
Right. Back to the beavers. Where's Otto?
Well, as I said, he's in charge inside the aquarium. He don't see people like you lot. He leaves us out here and we're the ones that keep it safe.
Alright, yeah, Jacob's changing tact here. Aye, keeping things safe. I see that. This is some pretty excellent craftsmanship here. Finest work I've seen all year. You beavers sure know how to build a dam, don't you?
By the sounds of it, you sure know how to kiss an arse.
I certainly do, sir. And you know, water levels are rising all the way back there. There's going to be a need for expertise like yours.
Gertrude's going to whisper to Manny Brown Nose.
We got our job. That's all we need. We get paid in what we need.
Are you kidding me? You're getting paid for what you need for some middle manager that doesn't even see you? Look, you head over there, and you're not just saving the day. You're going to make a name for yourselves. You imagine it? Great dam builders at the fairgrounds. I can see it now.
Look, we got our job, and that's what we need. If we get told to move off over to the next area, then we'll move off to the next area.
Look, all I need is a quick way through here and to see Otto. I'll even put in a good word for you.
You ain't getting through this dam.
Well, can you go and get Otto to come and see us then?
No.
Before you toddle off...
It's not working, Rabbit. Can so Yeah, are we going to climb this dam then?
I don't think that's a good idea, given that there's likely to be some violence, I'd guess, from you four up there. Right, before you go toddling off to go brown nose yourselves, it seems, your answer is something I've been curious about for a little bit. There are plenty of guards around here who are loyal enough to this glorious knight, and plenty of folk working under him who seem fine to obey the orders, but most people here seem to be living pretty shittily.
Yeah,
people outside the gates starve, the people here more water than they're getting. So why are we following this glorious knight character? Were things better, perhaps, before he came round?
Well, if you were here beforehand, you'd have known it had been pandemonium. Critters going everywhere, doing whatever they like, thinking they're better than everyone else, you know.
Just because if you don't think you're better than the folks here dehydrating empty pools.
Aye, what's so special about this Otto? He's getting this unwavering loyalty from you.
I mean, if you ever met the guy, then you'd understand. He's
if I ever met him, maybe you could make that a little bit easier for me.
Right, you're not getting through the bloody dam, and that's his final.
Fucking beavers.
If you want water, come back tomorrow. And
I don't want water.
You want questions answered?
Quite clearly, you can fuck off.
And we are critters in the world.
In the meantime, while Jacob is talking to these beavers, is there any other people we can talk to around us, like any of the frogs?
I mean, you'll see a few of them that have kind of darted off into certain areas. You'll see there's what looks like an old shop. There's what looks like an old juice bar inside this kind of main complex.
Wait, there's an old shop?
Yeah, there's an old shop. There's an old kind of looking juice bar. There's a few other bits and pieces that just look run down and derelict. There's a few giant pools.
Still need help, so can we go to that shop and maybe have a look and see if we can get something out of it?
Gertrude, is everything okay? You seem quite anxious. Do you need a hug?
You're talking to me?
Gertrude.
I mean, that was my response, just a shrug. Talking to me.
Come on, then. Bring it in. And just gives Gertrude a hug. Picks off her feet. I've got it.
did you hit any of my porcupines? Just going to throw that out there.
You'd take one for the team if needs be.
No. I would let Manny Manure hug me for now.
And with that, you'll hear the very, very familiar, "Oh, hello there. That's a meal for you." It comes over to Gertrude and gives Gertrude a load of mail. So, Gertrude, give me an ad read.
Mega Smash Slurpees. They're the megaest and smashiest Slurpees around, and they come in amazing four colours. Green, yellow, green, red. Get your Mega Smash Slurpees now.
Green, yellow, green, red.
Can you mix the green and the green together? Is that?
Yeah.
Super green.
Is it just another type of green?
The greeniest green there is.
Like a lime.
One of the
green.
Greens is lime and one is green apple.
You see, you're selling it for me today.
Sour
don't
cream.
Say which ones on the actual things.
Sour cream, sweet green.
I was envisioning this drink to be a very sort of sugary drink.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well, to be honest.
Oh, what would be a good way to roll for this?
I was thinking maybe one health regret.
I mean, if you want to go with that, I could say it's a little bit better, but you know.
No, it's only a mega slush slurpee. You know, it's going to be unmelted, stuff like that, so.
Okay. So let's say this is in like a giant solo kind of cup thing, or?
You can get it in the extra large all the way down to like small.
What size have you got?
That's a good question. It's going to roll a d6 with. I got 4, so I got the medium version.
So I'd say that's a 2 and a 4 grit then.
Cool.
And SP wise, I'm going to say it's a 3.
I'm going to obviously down that straight away, so.
Cool. So you can then basically use that as a free health game for. Free health.
No, I need some more grit because I can't go below half.
No, otherwise you get in trouble, don't you?
Oh, I become very, very, very angry at everyone.
That you do.
Manny, let's go. Steps back.
The beavers will basically just be like, look, war comes tomorrow. You want it, go and get it. If not, fuck off. We've got stuff to do.
Is there any way that some sort of vibe check might work in these beavers? Because I feel like I've given you plenty of options for that.
I would say it's going to be a difficult check because they are very set in their way, so it's a 7 plus.
And they've gone.
Right, 7 plus. What am I going to see here?
Well, run me it first and see. Yeah, well, we need to see how much it's rolled first.
Yeah, let's. I'll roll first then, we'll see. Right, so it's a vibe check.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled a 1, so yeah.
That's and considering...
Going nowhere, yep.
Yeah, but the actual rulebook itself, in front of me now, the physical rulebook, rolling a 1, whenever you roll a 1 on a die, automatically fail regardless of points spent to boost the roll, or advantage disadvantage. It's a task so easy that there's no chance to fail, then you do. So you have failed in the most... absolutely diabolical way possible.
Yeah, so what happens is he turns around, about to dazzle them with some sort of pre-prepared, really, really fancy speech, and one of them catches him in the eye. He stumbles and he just goes, "Oh, fuck off, then, you buck-toothed cunt."
Okay, that'll do it. They just kind of. Flip you off and walk away.
Jacob just starts pacing. Pacing angrily in front of this dam.
What's the plan then?
I think Gertrude's got the right of it. We should go explore some of the shops. See if we can find some stuff.
You want to explore a shop?
Walking okay. Towards a shop and Jacob's mumbling fucking all too well. Fuck. This fucking bastard's ass. Fuck.
Can I roll like an instinct to see what the shop themselves?
Yeah, go for it.
D8 or 6.
That's a 6 of 8. Yeah, you can tell this was a.
Isn't the 6 ever find a way in as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's a door.
Door's open.
Yeah, well, I mean, door's not open. there is a door. It has quite clearly written. Wait, you couldn't read, so.
The rest of us can.
Yeah, the rest of you can. However, I will say simply the fact of that there's sweet wrappers all at the front of it, that, yeah, you can kind of understand what's there. This is locked, however. As you try the door, you find it is. You know, it's locked. There is a very simple lock on it, though.
Oh,
Might as well try one of your keys then.
The plus 6, by the way.
Yeah, so I've still got 4 keys that I don't know what they do yet.
Roll me that noggin.
Has anyone got any pins?
Alright, that's another 1-er. Holy shit, what is going on with my dice today? That's another 1. So yeah, I'm going to guess that none of my keys work on it.
I'd say, in fact, if anything, you've broken a key off inside the lock. It now makes it up to a plus 7. To
Rabbit,
unlock
what
that
have
door.
You done? Have you broken the door? Damn it. Yes, I want that candy. And Gertrude's going to get mad.
I mean, you can always scrap check to see if you can break the window.
Yeah, can I?
Go for it. So it's a 5.
No.
You can spend a grit.
Yeah, we'll actually spend 1 grit to break that window because I am damn pissed and I want that candy.
Gertrude wants the candy.
Do I burn 1 grit for that or do I boost it to it?
You can burn 1 grit on that.
To the candy shop, where you look my lovely bun.
Oh, he's put tokens in. See?
The more pain you put Matt through, the better the game.
No, not really.
Yes.
No.
It's not like he did it to anybody else. It's fine.
No, never.
No.
Matt Jacob is starting to calm down a wee bit and he says, you know, I'm a bit worried about the token. He's not been himself today.
Seems quite quiet.
Yeah. The toucan is somewhat quiet from normal.
Jeez, oh my god! Kaiju!
Kaiju!
In respect, I'm going to let the two can go first. He shall lead the way.
Are you so glorious, Cartman? No, the toucan instead is still on the train. Roosting somewhere for the sake of...
sleeping off his injuries.
Yeah, sleeping off his injuries and maybe being buggered by the pack doll.
And the donkey watchers.
Donkey's always a watcher.
Oh.
Yeah, don't nominate the coach.
What, the donkey or toucan?
The donkey.
Great choice.
That toucan's obviously a top.
Power button.
Oh.
Good God. Right, as you've now broken into this little sweet shop, there is a alarm that kind of blares off and it sounds a bit sad for itself, as it were. It's been... slightly unpowered. Ooh, that's someone's doing stone.
It's not moving.
God damn it, stop. Why is it labelling all of them?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. He just disappears.
Oh, it's fine, guys. They've all gone.
It's fine. Our DM is back in the game.
It's all chilling here.
With that, all of the... gumball machines, you see it start to move, shake. There's a little critter in the back. Looks a little bit kind of unconscious.
There's a guy here now? Okay.
Yes, Cartman, there's a guy here. There was never... This is the first time you've been here. Wink. Right, everyone, roll me your scrap.
Scurry for initiative, isn't it?
No, actually it is scrap.
Really?
Yeah. It is scrap. It's,
That's weird.
Ooh, I do disadvantage. So... Oh, I got one anyway.
To attack, scrap. To dodge, scurry.
Yeah, but that's... Is it scrap for initiative?
Oh, no, but it is...
Yeah,
it is
I remember scurry. You doing scurry for initiative.
Yeah,
it's
scurry.
It is scurry. Never mind, I've read that right.
You're confusing
You're
this,
good.
Matt.
I am confusing myself, don't worry. Right, so...
Flair, why are you rolling to?
Disadvantage.
Why do you have disadvantage?
Because I'm... Yeah, my drawback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's a drawback of things.
It's a plus one, so I get six.
Yeah. Combat started. These gumballs immediately start trying to open fire onto your general direction.
Alright, so what am I looking at here?
Gumballs.
Very good. Candy shop and four gumball machines.
Yep.
And what, they all just turned round to look at us, yeah?
Yep, yeah. Turn around to look at you, they're shaking.
So they're turned round, they're ominously rattling, shaking. You've told me that we're in combat, but does Jacob understand that these things are about to kill him?
That's a good point, would you? I could say you could run me an instinct quickly if you want.
Instinct is...
Another one.
Let's go. Roll another one. A four.
As a four, that's halfway. I'd say you're kind of 50-50 on the fence about this. You get the feeling something isn't quite right.
Right, the hairs in the back of his neck are standing on end. His ears are twitching. It's like, what the hell is going on here?
It's up to you if you want to make the first attack or not.
You think I can avoid this by trying to make friends with them?
No.
Well, thank you, DM. That was actually to the team, but...
Disembodied voice.
Yeah, disembodied voice of God telling me, no, you cannot do anything else.
This is pre-decided.
I'm trying to think of other ways that I can handle this rather than just hitting them, because I was thinking that maybe we could... Like, this isn't far from the dam, is it?
Not particularly.
Can we take the gumball machines to the dam?
I mean, the... fairly heavy and they are bolted to where they are. So
alright,
they
so they're bolted to where they are, so okay, right.
There's two types of creatures in Blister Girls universe. There's Annals, right, which we are, and then there's Bliffs.
Critters and Bliffs.
Technically three, because there's pests as well.
These aren't pests, these are items that are alive.
And Pat.
Yes.
They are Bliffs.
They are Pat.
Like Pat.
These are pestilence.
Right, I've got a bad feeling about this. Jacob is going to jump using his powerful back legs onto the top of one of them.
Cool. Then what?
They try and open it.
You're going to try and open it?
Yeah.
What, screw top?
Okay, well, roll me a noggin to start with.
It's always the noggin check, isn't it? A three.
Whilst you will see a keyhole in the top of this thing, you'll also notice that there is the old-fashioned kind of coin slot, and that's all you're going to get from a three.
All right, guess we're just going in for a straight brute force. Try and I don't know, screw it anyway.
Kick him in the gumballs!
Right, okay, I'll give you one more roll then. I'll have to say it would be a scrap if you're going to brute force it.
Yeah.
And I'd want higher than a five. I'm going to say it's a normal check.
Well, it's a d6, so... And that's a one. There we go, back to the ones. Yeah. Jacob tries to force it open and nothing happens.
You get flung off by this thing. It will kind of wiggle in a weird way that it's not really kind of physically meant to do. But because it's somewhat alive, it can do. And it will fling you off back down to the bottom. And also roll me a d4 and you kind of take that as damage for landing on your ass.
Can I get in the way so it lands on me? Take
2 points of damage, and I'll say, right, lads, we're definitely under attack.
It's not worth it for two.
So Gertrude, I think that's my turn.
Yeah, yeah.
So Gertrude's like, well, Rabbit, I see you are up to your tricks again. Watch how a pro does it, and I'm going to just go straight to the brute force method. I'm not going to try anything else. Just
well, then, grab it. Attack for me. A 7. These only have a d4 of scurry. They do have 10 grit, but I'm not going to worry about that for a 7 because it would take too much. Who are you attacking? What are you attacking with?
Oh, so I'm attacking the same machine the rabbit did, Jacob did. And I'm going to be going with my shaving razor. I'm going to try to slash open the glass around the gumball machine.
Cool, then roll me your weapon attack and scurry. Scrapping.
Okay, so I'll do the scrap.
Scrap out of monk.
Got 3 for that.
Yeah, pretty damn good. 7. Yeah, you kind of crack this thing, it starts to shatter. Okay,
can Gertrude catch in midair one of the gumballs? I want to eat it straight away.
There are no gumballs just yet. However,
it's only whenever
a gumball suffers.
Yep.
Whenever a gumball suffers 3 or more damage, a d4 worth of quarters pop out. So as you twat this thing around the face with a razor, it drops 2 quarters on the floor. We'll just make a little tally mark on the floor here so you know how many there are on the floor. Right, Manimania, what are you doing?
So this one, how damaged does this one seem?
Very.
Okay. He's going to go for a different one. He's going for the one a bit further down the aisle. He's going to basically a bit of flavour, bounce in his big wobbly ass to see if you can get the whack to go up. You know, like a
further forward.
Yeah, I don't want to name a certain toy, but it's a big bar with handles on top, and it bounces up when you sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I don't want to take the damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's going to take that and see if he can hit. 5.
I'm going to roll a scurry for these because a 5 is closer to what it can do. 2. No, I'm going to say you can hit.
And he brings, as he goes up, gets the trowel and leaves in for 8 damage.
Nice. 8 damage. Yeah, you kind of smash this thing up a little bit. There's a few holes in it. It's still upright, but it's not looking healthy. Kalaris, what are you doing?
So Kalaris is going to charge forward. I think he'll go for this one, since it's already damaged. With his bone club held high and try and give it a good old smack across the... I guess it's gonna. He's going to try and gut check it, because he doesn't want glass going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So like middle of the pole that makes up its body.
Cool, go for it.
D10. Oh, that's a 3.
That's a 3. I'm going to try and roll a scurry, see if it can move. It does. You miss.
whiffs it, bends out of the way.
Bolted to the floor, but it managed to dodge out of the way.
Yeah.
Glass needs his glasses on.
Right. So the gumball bullets are standard attack. This gumball blip attacks by rolling as many d4s as there are targets within nearby range. Every 4 is a hit, inflicting d6 worth of damage, and ignoring dr. It's shooting anyone randomly, not in particular specifics. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see who these are going to hit. The first one's going to hit Manny. So 4d4 worth. First one misses. There are gumballs going everywhere, but it just kind of misses. Gumball number 4. He's going to go for Gertrude. So 4d4. And that one misses as well. The third gumball, Jesus Christ, is only going to hit. Goes for Manny as well. Oh, that is a hit for Manny. Manny takes 5 damage as a gumball goes straight into the middle of your face.
Wonderful reaction.
Hey, at least it's in time this time. And the last gumball is going to attack Polaris. And whiffs as well. Taking us back up to Jacob.
Alright, well, aiming these things isn't too good, so I'm not feeling quite so in danger as I did in the previous turn. Jacob's going to take out his key ring, holding the keys by the ring. He's going to be swinging them about. Does a leap, a flip, and tries to hit the glass of this third untouched gumball machine here.
Cool.
Trying to hit it with each one of the keys. So I roll my scrap first, and I rolled a 6.
Oh, very nice. Just for the sake of it. Oh, okay, so you can attack it. Go on, him. So you got 3.
Go on, then.
I allow this.
Yeah. So the D4. So it's the scrap, the bonk. So it's a scrap and the bonk, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So we'll do that scrap first. Okay, well, that's crap. That's a 1.
Catrays. Oh,
catrays.
You are definitely cursed, eh, Cap?
Yeah, cursed the ones.
I'll say that can do a 1 damage at most, then. What the? 5d4?
5d4.
Of what?
The keys.
Oh, the keys. Well, because you rolled the 1, I'm half tempted to say half damage.
That's... I mean, I was about to say that's fair, but it's not fair, but I mean, you're rolling, whatever. It's a 13 it's a 13 damage in total, or 14 if you count the 1 before. So, I mean, half damage is going to be a 7.
Yeah, I'll give you the 7.
Yeah, so he starts to crack open the glass with each bonk of the keys that goes. Little chips of glass start coming off the.
Although, if that is straight up damage, then no, you would give the full amount. So yeah, no, yeah, sorry, you do the full amount.
Oh, excellent.
And yeah, so because you have dropped...
Anime-style Jacob sort of just jumps through one of the gumball machines, smashing bits of it everywhere.
It will drop 12 quarters on the floor.
Bloody hell.
So you're now up to 14 on the floor.
That's a lot of quarters.
14 quarters are on the floor. You've managed to smash one out, gumball goes everywhere, glass goes everywhere. Gertrude, what are you going to do?
I'm going to finish off the same gumball machine, the very first one I went for. I want to try to get to KO.
Cool, go for it.
Grab me, baby. Got 1.
Wow. So.
Cat phase.
Nat 1, I'm going to say because of that, it's going to get an attack on you.
Oh, I'm not the attack of opportunity.
But it doesn't hit. So you're okay.
I'm imagining I sort of dodge the bullets like Matrix style.
Eh, maybe you roll a few pennies and you manage to out-dodge it. Manny Manure, what are you doing? You've been cracked in the face with a gumball. It's stung a bit.
He's gonna To change it up a little bit, you're going to pick up the gun bar and just try to lob it back.
Right. Okay, roll me a scrap roll then.
Four.
A four. Now, will this thing manage to dodge? I'm going to spend a grit on that to meet. So I'm going to say it can miss.
Can I use my catchphrase then to re-roll that?
Yes, you can.
Uh-huh. So you think it's going to miss, but he ends up, shouts out, "Time to remove the butt plug." Pulls out the trowel, but whacks the gumball and tries to roll it again.
I disagree with this. Catchphrase.
Okay.
Just turns to Manny Mini and go, "What the fuck?"
Hey,
he's about to pull out the poo-covered mini nuke.
Oh no! The anus is live. The anus is live.
Oh,
right. So roll me another scrap roll. Is just straight up damage.
Eight.
Yeah, that'll definitely kill that thing off. Right. Actually, I'm going to start deleting these now because otherwise they will start messing the turn order up. That's eight. So that is another. Another 9 quarters on the floor. You're now up to 23. 23 quarters on the floor. Kalaris, what are you doing? These things are going to start getting a bit more aggressive now.
Kalaris, finish him!
Finish him!
Yeah, sure. Might as well.
Why are you in? Why not?
Try going for the bone club again. 6. Much better.
Right, I'm going to roll d4, and I'm going to spend grit on this regardless. 3. So that's going to spend... I did tell you they're going to get a bit more aggressive. You do have your catchphrase.
Yes.
You know, just saying.
One catchphrase is enough this round.
Yeah, I think we're going to leave it at... we're going to let Flair's catchphrase take the spotlight there.
Gumball 4. Let's see who it attacks to start with. That's the wrong one again. I'm going to keep that because it's 2 4s. 3. That's Manny Mignot again.
Whip it.
2d6 worth of damage. That's only 5 though.
Oh, got a DR.
Then there you go. What's your DR?
1.
So you take 4 damage. You're on 10.
Don't I get an extra 1 because the other DR from the last attack?
Hey, what?
From the last turn, when I got hit by another gumball.
Yeah, but you didn't say it back then.
Okay, 10.
I'm playing it that way. Right, who's this last one going to attack? 4. It's going to go for Jacob. And it misses. Right, back to the top of the turn. Jacob, what are you going to do?
Well, we've got one left that's currently undamaged, so I'm just going to... from my new position on the top of this shelf from where I bounced to after killing the last one, we're just going to keep the momentum going and follow through with another scrap.
Mm-hmm.
Bounces off, rolls another 6 on the scrap roll.
Cool, let's see. Yeah, that definitely does hit, so what are you going to do?
So, again, he's going to bonk with all the keys he hits them with. Oh my god.
Yeah, you shatter this thing.
Absolutely shatter it. So that's like 20 points of damage right there. Oh, 19.
You roll 2 max 6s as well in a row. You come from the 1 streak.
1 extreme.
The 6 streak.
Yeah. Nice wee 6 streak there to absolutely demolish the second or the fourth. Depending on which way you're looking at it.
That's another 11 quarters on the floor. So you have now 34 quarters on the floor. You're making bank.
Is this money good for anything in this world?
Shields? Weapons? I mean, yeah, there might be better.
Armor!
I mean, to be fair, there are dozens of quarters lying on the ground, and I'm pretty sure those give you DR.
Exactly, they do. But they also take armor. So, one last gumball machine. Gertrude, what are you going to do?
Oh, Gertrude definitely wants to destroy this gumball machine. She wants to eat the gumballs, man.
Go for it.
So my scrap of 10 is a 3. Shit.
Ooh. And you miss.
Yeah, I think it's off the floor instead.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just let the miss go there. I can't know what I'm going to do.
Man, yeah, what are you doing?
He's going to try to finish off the machine that these two are struggling with. Right, let's see if I can do this again. Right, let's go. And basically but gets out the trowel this time, just trying to finish it off.
Go for it. A 2. Ooh, only a 2. Oh, is he going to make it? It makes it.
I'm only thinking.
Kalaris, what are you going to do? Two people have whiffed.
I think Kalaris is thoroughly sick of this time, so he is going to take another smack at it, and if it doesn't hit, I'll burn some grit. I don't have it, you foul idiot. 6.
Right.
Go on then, kill this thing off.
Alright, d10, a d8.
Oh.
That's 18 damage plus 1 for my puke cell.
I think that's a max hit, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, it currently is max hit for me. 19 damage! And wow. He's going to shove the bone claw in, like the little slot candy comes out, and through the top of its head.
Oh, good god. You now have 50 quarters all over the floor as the thing bursts into a shower of money and gumballs and glass.
And Gertrude is going to go run into all the quarters and just splash them up and go, I'm rich!
It's a poor man's hooker party.
make it hail.
Right. That is where we'll leave this episode for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you've enjoyed this, let us know. If not, let us know as well. Don't forget, there's also a competition running. Listen to the giveaway to find out more. Thank you very much, everyone, and goodbye.